I have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. I'd like to bring in Teresa Jarvis with us this morning. Teresa, how are you?
Fine.
Well, good. We're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up in up at the Elkhorn-Kimbleton track, coming up on June the 11th. That's a week from Saturday. It's called the Run for the Fallen, sponsored by the American Legion, post number 322 there in the area. And you are helping out. I know you've been handing out a lot of flyers to help promote this event.
Yes, it's kind of close to my heart. I lost my son in Iraq in 2007, and it's just my way of helping everyone be aware of him and help show our support for the fallen soldiers.
Yeah. Talk about your son, would you?
Oh, gosh, I'd be on here forever.
That's okay.
He was the company commander's driver. He drove a Bradley tank. I always say Bentley, wrong one. He loved what he did. He was a go-getter and very enjoyed being outdoors. He would have loved Iowa. We're originally from Texas and moved up here over a year ago, and we started this to keep my son's memory alive. He was always busy, always doing something, always taking care of everybody. He was just a real good kid and hated losing him so soon.
How long was he in the military?
He actually joined in August of 05, and he was actually in Iraq for exactly 365 days when his tank went over a IED the size of a refrigerator and blew the tank up 40 feet in the air. But like I said, he was going after the enemy and, you know, taking care of his guys behind him. That's what he did.
Why did he join?
Well, actually, he wanted to go to college, and he couldn't afford it, so he said, well, I'm going to either join the Army or the Marines, and the Army paid more, so he went to the Army. He wanted to actually become a game warden, was what he wanted to do, since he liked being outdoors so much.
While he was overseas, did you have a lot of chance to visit with him back and forth?
Yeah, actually, we instant messaged every day, just about, unless he was out on a mission and couldn't get to his computer. But, you know, every morning I'd be coming into work and he'd be going to bed. That was a time difference. So we basically talked to each other, like I said, online. The last time I actually spoke to him on the telephone was when his sister went into labor, and we got a hold of him, and which was actually 2 weeks before he passed away. His niece was born, he's her guardian angel, I'm sure of.
Yeah, you almost kind of get that false sense of a bit of security, I suppose, because you have the opportunity to visit every day like that, and then all of a sudden, one day, everything ends quickly. I mean, it's obviously a life-changing experience, but it's such an abrupt change.
Oh, yeah. When they actually came to my work, and some other people knew, so they got me out of there and took me to lunch. And when I came back is when I saw them. And the first thing, you know, I see these men in uniform thinking, oh, my son did something great. They had to come tell me. But unfortunately, that was not the case. And it, like you said, it is, you don't expect it. You never expect it to be your kid. He always told me, oh, Mom, it's fine here. There's nothing going on. It's real quiet, you know, which I'm sure that's what they told him to tell everybody. But he, you know, when he went to come home, the last time he came home, it took him 72 hours to get home because of they were bombing the airport and this, that, and the other. But, you know, he still tells me, oh, Mom, everything's fine. You don't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, always want to protect Mom, don't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well,
he was supposed to come home in December, but he kept telling me in January. And he had told everybody not to tell that he was coming home. He was going to surprise me and come to my work and surprise me, but he didn't get to do that. He surprised me all right, but that was the wrong way.
Right. Well, great memories otherwise, though, too, and the great feeling knowing that, you know, he decided to make this commitment in his life to sacrifice some opportunities for himself to for the greater good. And unfortunately, this isn't the result you want, but there are a lot of stories like this of a lot of heroes that end up meeting this fate. But that doesn't mean we have to forget about what they do.
Oh, no, that's my main thing. I don't want anyone to ever forget him or any of the other soldiers that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. I know here lately it seems like it's been quite a few just from here in Iowa, and it's just, I feel like that this hopefully will help. It's very therapeutic for me to talk about my son and to do this. So I'm hoping that, you know, I can help other families that have gone through this. I mean, I've been in the same boat. I know what they went through, and to help them so that they can continue to remember the good times and all the wonderful things their kids did.
Well, one of the great ways to get together and share a lot of wonderful memories is an event like this coming up on the June the 11th. What do folks need to do to be involved in the Run for the Fallen?
All they have to do is show up. We have got, we're going to, you know, and nobody has to run. Everybody's worried about that. Everybody just usually walks around the track. I'm making some different signs with the guys that have, the Iowa Fallen Soldiers. I've had T-shirts made with my son's picture on it because we actually participated in the one in the Houston area a couple of years ago before we moved up here. And the Optimist Club is going to be there with their shirts. They ordered some shirts. There's, of course, the American Legion. Their part of it is doing a walk-a-thon to help raise money for the War Memorial being built in Elkhorn. But they're two separate events, but we're doing them at the same time. The Run for the Fallen doesn't cost anything. It's just your time to come out there. But if you want to pledge, you know, for, you know, like the Relay for Life, where you do so much per mile or however you want to do that, they're taking, like I said, taking donations to help with the War Memorial here in Elkhorn.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, if you get a picture of your loved one or you don't know anybody, you just want to show your support, we're welcome. You're welcome to come and join us.
And there are a number of locations where folks can pick up those sponsorship forms, too, throughout the Elkhorn and Kimbleton communities.
Yes, and I've also got a link on the form. There's a link to the actual Run for the Fallen, and then I've got a link that's through my Marnie Elkhorn webpage to where they can see where they get the form and that kind of stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like even though your son didn't have a chance to grow up in the Elkhorn-Kimbleton area or go to school there or maybe even really get to know very many people at all there, it sounds like the community still has been very supportive of your efforts.
Oh, they really have. I mean, it's they make us feel like we've been here all our lives. On Memorial Day, the Kimbleton American Legion dedicated a flag to my son, which to me that was just – was just so awesome because, like I said, they don't even know them. I mean, I'm native Texan, but everybody here is just so warm and considerate, and it just makes me feel even more prouder to be in this area.
You bet. Well, I think everybody probably has a veteran or two in the family somewhere, and at some point, they will pass away, whether it be in during service or in my example, my grandfather, I've got uncles, those types of things. So we all know folks who have served, and we want to remember all of their memories. So if you want to do that, it doesn't necessarily have to be for anybody from around this area. But in Elkhorn, Iowa, on Saturday, June 11th, again, they'll be Running for the Fallen. That'll be a walk-run event, American Legion Post 322, along with some other folks in the area, helping to raise some money for the Veterans War Memorial there in Elkhorn as well. Now, registration starts at 8 o'clock that morning. They'll have a ceremony at 9 and get things started. And hopefully the weather will be nice. It'll be just a nice day to visit and enjoy some good memories, right?
Yes, sir. That's our main objective right there, just to everybody to get together and let them know that, you know, just because they're gone, they're not forgotten.
You bet. Well, Teresa, thanks for your time this morning. I know you've got a lot of things to take care of, and I know you've handed out a lot of these flyers already.
Oh, yeah, with the wrong phone number, which I feel so bad about. But the other two, my number's wrong, but the other two numbers that are on there are correct. So if they have questions and see the flyer, they can call Debbie Kopic or Jerry Schrader.
Very good. Well, thanks again for your time, and good luck with the event.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim.
You bet. You take care.